There is something incredibly special about the nature of children, as I have learnt in recent years. There is something unique about them. They have the ability to do quite amazing things to us inside. But before I begin, I want to recognise that this is a difficult subject for some. This is quite emotive and can be quite difficult. So I do want to apologise if this is uncomfortable for you. It's a difficult one, but I believe it is a message that we all need to hear. It's in the Bible because God wants us to understand the importance of life. And what better example of that is there than new life being born? But if this is difficult for you, I do apologise. In Genesis 3:16, it says, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labour, you will give birth to children." Childbirth, even in our very modern scientific world, is still a miraculous and mysterious and unpredictable phenomenon. There is still pain. We haven't ruled that out. But there is something unique about giving birth. I had the joy and privilege, obviously, of watching my two children being born. There is something special about that. But it does come with its risks, even in our world here today. And as you saw on the video in Afghanistan, there are very high risks at giving birth. But it's not just there. In many other cultures around the world, traditional beliefs determine the practice that surround giving birth. Often they imply that childbirth, with its necessary flows of water and blood, is somehow unclean. Still today, many women are obliged to give birth outside of the home or hospital, maybe in a stable or in a cowshed, and we heard that on the video. The whole business is risky enough to start with, but can often be made more risky by the traditions handed down over the generations, which of course the people are unwilling, or understandably are loathing to break. They don't want to change what has been handed down to them for generations. Being born in a stable, does that remind you of anyone? Childbirth and the imagery of childbirth is used a lot in the Bible, and particularly in Paul's writing. And in Romans 8, he says this, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to this present time." The pains of childbirth have provided Paul with an inspiring image to help communicate something of the world-changing nature of Christianity to those Christians in Rome. Rome, at that time, was the power centre of the modern world. It was the place where there was access to, at the time, the most latest technologies and ideas. It was where everything happened. Rome was the place. But even Rome was subject to the risks that birth brings. When Paul wrote this letter, he wanted the Roman Christians to understand just how mysterious and miraculous and unpredictably risky it is to bring the kingdom of God into this world. But at the same time, he wanted them to know that the whole of creation depends on this birth coming about in order to be fully healed and restored. The flow of water and blood seen at birth is replicated somehow on the cross. Jesus willingly gave up his life in agony to birth a new reality which would be available to everyone. All of us have that opportunity. All of us can look at that and see something of God in it. But we know that childbirth is risky. Here in the reading that we had from John's Gospel, just one verse from it, it says, "A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that child has been born into the world." When I first watched that BMS video at the Baptist Assembly, I saw the joy in those mums and dads who had their first child survive beyond the first few months. There is something special about that. If we, in our culture today, were to do a risk assessment on the aspects of giving birth, there's a chance that it might not even go ahead at all. Some would be persuaded that this is far too risky, far too dangerous an enterprise to do, and should not be done for health and safety reasons. However, there is something incredibly hopeful and forward-looking about human birth. There are risks. Will the pregnancy be possible? Will the baby come to term? Will the birth happen safely? Will the baby survive, thrive, and grow up, and live, and go on and make good decisions? I think if you're a parent, you always wonder whether your children, no matter how old they are, will make good decisions. These kinds of questions are the ones that make us live our lives on the very edge of our seats, filled with both fear and hope, with despair and joy. To say yes to these risks guarantees a life of uncertainty, one that may call for weeping, one that may call for sorrow. But it may also call for rejoicing and for us to rejoice with others. Jesus, our example, chose such a life, taking the risk of loving us, and he offered himself for us with no guarantee that we would reciprocate. Jesus is an optimist who embraces the present risk for the sake of giving hope to others. In Hebrews 12, it says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross." In order for people to benefit from Jesus' unrepeatable sacrifice, they often need to see the love of Christ in action as well as to hear about it in words. An example is that we've seen on the video of those helping to provide for a better chance of survival for babies born in Afghanistan today. It's a vital first step in enabling the people to hear the good news of Jesus themselves. This idea of birth and childhood is a sign of the gospel. It's a sign of love, or a symbol of love and hope that Christ brings to us all. But that may not be the way for everyone. And an even more vivid symbol is that of adoption. That even within the brokenness of our world, there is still hope for those who have been let down. There is still love for those who feel that they are unlovable. If birth is a sign or a symbol of the kingdom of God, then adoption is a symbol of the love of God for each of us. We are all adopted into the kingdom of God through the love of Jesus. I remember a long time ago, I read the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. I'm sure many of you have read his work. In the Screwtape Letters, Screwtape reminds his junior, Wormwood, that human birth is chiefly a qualification for human death and is also the route to eternal life. the tempter's aim is for each one born to miss that opportunity of eternal life. The work being done in Afghanistan is to try and give people the hope that there is more to life than they realise. Anyone here watch Call the Midwife? Yeah. I didn't think I would like it, but secretly I do. It's quite fun watching it. My wife watches it as well, but she tends to watch it when I'm out, so I catch sort of half an episode when I get back in or something like that, and then I really want to know what's happened before. But anyway, in the Call the Midwife series, I've noticed that it often portrays how significant it is for the women giving birth to have help and encouragement in their labour. I was struck when the birth of my own first child, Noah, when we had a dear friend of ours who happened to be working in the hospital as the anaesthetist on call in the maternity unit on the day that we happened to be going in. Having her there made everything seem a lot easier. Well, at least for me. It may not have been for Rachel. But knowing that there was someone who had our corner, knowing that there was somebody there to look out for us if things got difficult or if we didn't understand, made all the difference. For me, the Call the Midwife series shows that clearly, that many of the women and the men in that series, they need the help of those midwives. And that is the same today. But in spiritual terms, we also have that amazing privilege of helping each other to form Christ in each other as we labour together, seeking to reach the end that Christ has called us to. God's purpose for each one of us born on this planet, from life's first cry to its final breath, is to be transformed more and more into the likeness of Christ. He took a risk being born directly into human-caused poverty. He took a risk being born into a dangerous world. And the babies that are being born in Afghanistan are taking a risk. And to be honest, anywhere else in the world, there is a risk involved. But we believe that there is a spiritual birth that is happening in all of us. That too is risky. To stand up and say we are Christian in front of our friends and family can sometimes bring ridicule and fear, can sometimes bring physical harm and hatred. But it can also bring hope. It can bring change. And when we labour together, supporting one another, we see the good news in action in the birth of life in each one of us. Good disciples are ready to take that risk, to labour together, and to be hopeful here and now, to bring new creation into the world and to bring life to its fullness through Christ Jesus. So may you learn to labour together hopefully, taking risks for the kingdom of God and lead people to the new life promised through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. And may you, like those midwives on Call the Midwife, like those workers in Afghanistan, bring love and hope to all who you meet. Amen.